Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Wild Raccoon Podcast for the month of June 2018, where we will mark National Aboriginal History Month by sharing music from Indigenous artists. Some you will already know, but I hope we can introduce you to something new. Up first is A Tribe Called Red with a track from their self-titled debut album, released in 2012. This is Electric Powwow Drum.
When you're born, you were determined by the elders if you were a warrior. Once you are, then your life is different. They have to treat you differently from all the rest of the people.
Thank you.
That was the Warrior song from Jerry Alfred's Juno Award-winning album, Etsy Shan, Grandfather Song, that was released in 1994. I notice from the bulge in my entree that a memo has been received from Miss Beaver. Dear Mr. Power, if any listeners are fed up with those endless trails that keep appearing on the wireless, why not wipe them off with a damp cloth and put down slug pellets to stop the little blighters coming back? Yours faithfully, Miss Ophelia Beaver, Pesquatchnamasic Caseaway Bannock Lake, Manitoba. Up next is the Old Man's Lament from Buffy St. Marie's 1964 debut album It's My Way.
Out roving and rambling down by the cool river, I joggled along. I heard an old man making sad lamentation about rocking a cradle and a child not his own. My
might never be known. And it's weary I am with weeping and sobbing in a rocking cradle and a child not my own. I'm sorry, my neighbors, I've married this fair one. She favors the neighbors and none of her own. She goes out every night, goes to balls, goes to parties, leaves me rocking the cradle, and it's none of my own. Hi ho, hi ho, hi there, my laddie, lie easy, perhaps your own daddy might never be known. And it's weary I am with weeping and sobbing and rocking. And it's none of my own. So come all ye young men who want to get married, take my advice, leave the women's alone. For it's by the Lord Harry, if ever you marry, she'll leave you rocking the cradle, and it's none of your own. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi there, my lady, lie easy, perhaps your own might never be known. And it's weary I am with weeping and sobbing and rocking a cradle, and it's none of my own.
Queen. Hey, hey.
That was Zakututa by Kashtin, with that version coming from the DuSelf original soundtrack album. This month's recipe is for the Canada Laco Indian cookie. You will need 3 cups of flour, 6 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, a pinch of salt, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of raisins, 1 egg, beaten, 1¾ cups of milk and 1/3 of a cup of oil. Set the oven to 400 degrees and allow to heat up. Combine the dry ingredients first before mixing the milk, eggs and oil, before adding them to the dry ingredients. Use your knuckles to knead the dough before rolling it out to the desired thickness and cutting into shape. Brush extra flour off, place on top of a parchment paper lined pan and bake for 20 minutes before allowing to cool. Up next is Red Horseman from Leela Gilday's 2008 album Saze.
Somewhere, feed all the kids, make them believe life is good, and they are safe. Ride on, horseman, ride on, ride.
That was Girls, from Derek Miller's 2007 album, The Dirty Looks. Aludo Capelli is one of the most prolific contemporary indie journalists. His stories, poems and articles have appeared in North, Enuktitut, Enuktitut and Tukasviksit. He is also the principal writer for Indie Today, in which this poem was published in April 1974. Capelli grew up in the settlement of Frobisher Bay, but in his poems he often seems to have lived the old, nomadic camp life of his grandfather. This is one of those wonderful nights by Aludo Capelli. It was one of those wonderful nights, when we gathered at the dance house. I recall the familiar sights, when everyone laughed and danced, and had a tremendous time. The great drums were booming, hands were clapping, and happy faces were rocking back and forth with the rhythmic dancing of the woman who had four legs. Happy were those days when this woman danced all night long without resting for a moment. She gave us so much joy, so much feeling for life, that the hazards of the land were forgotten. On one of those wonderful nights, when we gathered at the dance house, up next is Don Ross, with Enka, from his 1990 self-titled album. Thank you.
tipped his hat. Just like Don Quixote and said, don't let the rapture pass you by. Heard a bugle blowing in the misty morn. What a haunting sound over Times Square. Heard of the ghost of 52nd Street. Looked out the door, but no one was there. Out in the cold, heart of rain, I went searching for this minstrel man. Song to ease the pain with a Salvation Army band. When you're out there in the dark, all alone, when you're sleeping in the park at the end of the road, in those proud shoes coming home. All over the sky, and he tipped his hat just like Don Quixote and said, don't let the rapture pass you by.
That was Soapbox Preacher by Robbie Robertson. My podcast is almost over for another month. I have just enough time to thank you for listening and tell you that, all being well, next month's show should be a road trip mixtape. We leave you now in the very capable hands of Tanya Tagak with Breather, Teba Uvo Otit. We'll be right back.
you.